Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
The first song I ever remember singing as a baby was to a snail. Strange as it may seem. Early in the morning when they left those little silver trails behind them, we as children used to pick them up and sing this song to them to coax them out of their shell and try and get them to put out their horns. Except we didn't call them snails, we called them shellicky bookies.
Shellicky, shellicky bookie, put out all your horns. All the ladies are coming to see ya. Shellicky, shellicky bookie, put out all your horns. All the ladies are coming to see ya.
You know, we had many different names for different things. Like the snail was called the shellicky bookie. Now, this is a little song about the sea. But we didn't call it a sea. We called it the Illy Alley O.
There's a big ship sailing on the Illy Alley O, the Illy Alley O, the Illy Alley O. There's a big ship sailing on the Illy Alley O. Hi-ho, the Illy Alley O. There's a big ship sailing, rocking on the sea, rocking on the sea, rocking on the sea. There's a big ship sailing, rocking on the sea. Hi-ho, rocking on the sea. There's a big ship sailing, back again, back again, back again. There's a big ship sailing, back again. Hi-ho, back again. Hi-ho, back again.
The town where we were bread and buttered, as they say in Ireland, was about 20 miles from the sea. And on the summer evenings, when there was one of those full tides, we used to play on the banks of the river, and the sounds of the children would be carried back and forth from one bank to another. We used to play in lovely sounding places like Ballylinch, Ash Park, the Wellfield. But you might hear echoing across the water from the other side something like this.
Ahem, ahem, my mother has gone to church. She told me not to play with you because you're in the dirt. It isn't because you're dirty, it isn't because you're clean, it's because you have the whooping cough and eat margarine.
Wallflowers growing up so high. He had the measles, he'll never, never die. Call to Tommy Makin's house, he has no relations. He may tick and tack and turn his back and kiss the congregation. Wallflowers, wallflowers growing up so high. He had the measles, he'll never, never die. Call to Paddy Clancy's house, he has no relations. He may tick and tack and turn his back and kiss the congregations. Mary's the money, she's getting so funny, she won't be left out to St. Patrick's Day. She's spreading that brass for to buy a jackass for to bring her to Mass of a Sunday.
Mary, the money, she's getting so funny, she won't be left out in St. Patrick's Day. She's sparing the brass for to buy a jackass for to bring her to Mass of a Sunday.
Frosty weather, snowy weather, when the wind blows, we all go together.
Frosty weather, snowy weather, when the wind blows, we all go together.
There was a man of double deed who sowed his garden full of seed. When the seed began to grow, 'twas like a garden full of snow. When the snow began to fall, like birds it was upon the wall. When the birds began to fly, 'twas like a shipwreck in the sky. When the sky began to crack, 'twas like a stick upon my back. And when my back began to smart, 'twas like a penknife in my heart. And when my heart began to bleed, then I was dead and dead indeed.
And the days in Ireland are getting short, and the nights are getting cold and frosty. The kind of night, you know, you build a big fire, sit around telling ghost stories about the banshee, the headless coach, things like that. And when Christmas had be coming on, and most people in Ireland be out doing the Christmas shopping, we, when we were children, used to be out engaged in a very sort of peculiar adventure. We used to go off through the fields and hunt down a little bird called the wren. We used to call him the ran. And we'd kill him. And we'd put him in the middle of a holly bush. And we'd decorate this holly bush with different coloured ribbons and pieces of paper and everything. And then on the day after Christmas, on St. Stephen's Day, we'd go out with blackened faces and we'd go from door to door singing a song and begging money, supposedly for the burial of the ran. That wasn't exactly what we did with it. But the song we used to sing while we'd be collecting was called the Ran Song.
The ran, the king of all birds, since Stephen's day was cutting the furs. Although he was little, his honour was great. Jump up, me lads, and give us a trade. Say he was going to kill and all, I met a ran upon the wall. Up with me wattle and knocked him down and brought him into Carrick town.
Drawling, drawling, where's your nest? Is in the bush that I love best. In the tree, the holly tree, where all the boys do follow me.
Up with the kettle and down with the pan, and give us a penny to bury the ran.
I followed the ran 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more. Follow the ran 3 miles or more at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I have a little box under me arm, under me arm, under me arm. I have a little box under me arm, a penny or twopence will do it no harm. Mrs. Clancy's a very good woman, a very good woman, a very good woman. Mrs. Clancy's a very good woman, she gave us a penny to bury the ran.
Penny to bury the ran, Mrs. Clancy.
Aye, it never really sounded like that though on the day after Christmas, on St. Stephen's Day. In the cold grey dawn when you'd wake up in this little town and you'd hear the different groups of wren boys in different parts of the town. Now some of them were singing it as fast as they possibly could so that they could get from one door to another quicker than everyone else and get more money. Now there was always the ethnic ones who sang it slow and right. Now you'll always have commercialism in folk music. But anyway, this is more like what it sounded like on St. Stephen's morning.
The ran, the ran, the king of all birds, St. Stephen's day was cutting the pot. Although he was little, his honour was great. Jump up, me lads, and give us a taste.
She's 21 feet at the waterline. She draws 3 feet in the tide. And there's nothing wrong with her, let's start with that. Look her over, I'm going inside. She was his to begin with, she was here long before, so we kept civil company. But he changed her name to the Isabel on the day that he married me. We never had money, and he just didn't care. He said money was never the plan. Just the slow, sorry river and the loner man's song and a main sheet in his hand. And me never thinking how there once was a time when I fancied the whistling trades, when the sweetest tune was a sailor's song and the wind skipping over the waves. You stand alone in your garden and you planned for the year. You raised your kids and you kept them in school. You put food on the table, you put love in their hearts. It wasn't easy, but women aren't fools. There she sits on her blocks with the weeds at her keel, old paint peeling like a sad tear. But she never tacked easy, she was slow off the wind. In shoal water she was troubled to steer. She's 21 feet at the waterline. She'll draw 3 feet in the tide. For his price you can have her, she'd be yours fully found. Her time's over, I'm going inside. She was his to begin with, she was here long before, so we kept civil company. But he changed her name to the Isabel on the day that he married me.
Greetings.
Sail off out on a May morning, on a May morning right early. I met me love upon the way, oh Lord, when she was early. And she sang little doodle, little doodle, little doodle, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed. Her boots were black and her stockings white, and her buckles shone like silver. She had a dark and a rolling eye, and an earring tipped her shoulder. And she sang little doodle, little doodle, little doodle, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed. And when will you come back again? And when will we get married? When cockle shells turn silver bells, it's then we will be married. And she sang little doodle, little doodle, little doodle, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed. A pint at night is my delight, and a gallon in the morning. The old women are my heartbreak, but the young ones is me darling. And she sang little doodle, little doodle, little doodle, and she idle on the dee, and she idle on the dee, and she landed.
Hey! Hey!
Lead on, brave comrades, our camp lies far away. We must cross that haunted valley before the close of day. How I became afflicted, I will tell you as we go. By the blight of the haunted hunter as he walked the midnight snow. Through the cold December heavens came the pale moon and the stars. The yellow sun was sinking behind the purple bars, and the snow it lay drifted across the ridges drear that lay for miles between me and the camp for which I steered. There was silence on the hillside and through the solemn wood. No sign of life or motion to break the solitude, save the wailing of some moose bird and his plaintive note so low, or the skating of some red leaves across the frozen snow. Says I, now dark is falling, and it's for my camp I'll speed. My heart would feel much lighter if I had but company. So I sang and I shouted, keeping measure as I sped by the sharp clang of my snowshoes as they sprang beneath my tread. Not far into that valley had I gone upon my way, when a dusky figure joined me in a caparison of gray, bending on his snowshoes with a long and limber stride. I hailed the dusky figure as he traveled by my side. No token of communion gave he by word or look. A fierce chill came upon me at the crossing of the brook, for I saw by the sickly moonlight as I followed bending low that the walking of the hunter left no footmark in the snow. A fierce chill came upon me like a shadow round me cast. I fell upon a snowdrift as the haunted hunter passed. The other trappers found me just at the break of day, with my dark hair bleached as white as the snow on which I lay. They spoke not as they raised me, for they knew that through the night I had seen that haunted hunter and withered in its blight. Saint Maria, speed us onward, for the sun is sinking low, and before us lies the valley of the walker in the snow.
Bates going to sing this land.
Great. Thank you.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
This land is yours.
Footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, while all around me a voice was sounding.
This land was made for you and me. This land.
came shining, and I was strolling. The wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. The fog was lifting, a voice was chanting. This land was made for you and me.
This land is yours.
Pete Seeger did a lot of recordings. Well, he did a lot of concert appearances with the Clancy Brothers and a couple of recordings over the years. And they were good buddies, part of that whole Greenwich Village scene and that whole New York scene. And when Pete was doing his Rainbow Race album from, it was a show that he did with these cardboard sets and everything, they were part of that. In fact, he lost his voice and called them up and they were available. And so they worked together quite a bit, Pete Seeger and the Clancy Brothers. And this is from an album called Ain't It Grand Boys, which is kind of one of those albums, you know, you see them in like Walmart or Woolworths and you never know where they came from. Not to be confused with their album, Isn't It Grand Boys. And this is a sort of a poorly recorded concert of some sort that they did. And that's what it's all about. The Clancy Brothers and Tommy Macon there with Pete Seeger on the banjo. Cindy Mangson also in there. And with The Haunted Hunter and The Selling of the Isabel. And here's one more from Cindy Mangson. Little Quebecois thing here.
Garçon.
My Love, Cape Breton and Me, composed by Bob Quinn, who's the father of Kate Quinn, who sung the vocals on that. And Kate Quinn is Natalie McMaster's cousin, and therefore this was sung at Natalie McMaster's wedding just right after she was married, 2002. And Natalie wanted it on her Blueprint recording, and so that's where it is. My Love, Cape Breton and Me, Natalie McMaster on the fiddle, Kate Quinn on the vocals, Bob Quinn on the piano, and some other folks doing the whistle, the bass, and that, the guitar, and all those things. We're a little bit late on the break. We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And I'm your host, Dan Marn. We're coming back for lots more music. You just need to hang on now, because we are coming back, so hang on now.
I'm Marco Werman. We all have our social networks, Facebook friends, Twitter followers, and then there's public radio, where we connect with some serious thinkers and open ourselves to people outside our networks. It's a station that prides itself on having no particular viewpoint, except maybe this one, to keep an open mind. Thank you for your support.
A few showers are possible today. This afternoon is looking cloudy and warm, reaching highs of 75 on the Palouse and 81 in the Lewis-Clark Valley. Tonight should be rainy in the valley, but most likely dry on the Palouse. And tomorrow, you'll get a peek at the sun in the morning, with clouds returning in the afternoon, and about the same temperature as today.
Started to run with the gods, you gotta run harder.
my goodness, Natalie McMaster, Bella's tune. We also heard The You with the Crooked Horn, which also features Bella Fleck. Sam Bush, Jerry Douglas, Brian Sutton on guitar, they're all there. Oh my goodness. Natalie McMaster, this I believe is her latest album. She hadn't done an album for quite a while. Bella Fleck, Mr. Bluegrass. You know what Rachel Harrington did, and she's one of the most amazing songwriters. She does folky albums, and she does songs that are tributes to the Carter family and all this kind of thing. Well, she literally decided that she wanted to do an album that she wrote, but an album of old-time honky-tonk songs, the kinds of songs that people like Kitty Wells used to do. And, you know, folks like that, pre-Dolly Parton when it comes to women in country music. You know, that kind of in between the old Carter sisters and those guys, and in between Dolly and Loretta Lynn and that bunch. 50s honky-tonk music. When you'd walk into those old smoky juke joints, you know, down south, and you'd see guys like Webb Pierce and Ray Price, the early Ray Price, people like that singing without microphones and little teeny amplifiers with pedal steel guitars and the whole kind of thing. But very, 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 very country, and very much like I Didn't Know God Made Honky-Tonk Angels and those kinds of things. And so she wrote this thing, and she wrote this whole album loaded up with these honky-tonk tunes that she had written. And she's titled, I'm going to make our house a honky-tonk. She pretty much does that. And if you have this album, and you have to remember that Rachel Harrington, her other albums are very folky and full of these incredibly deep ballads and you know, pretty profound folk tunes. And this is just Rachel Harrington reaching back and recreating a part of a historical part of country music that's pretty amazing. So we're going to play the first track, which is the title cut from this album, and you'll see what I'm driving at. It's got a little bit of a modern kind of 90s sound to it, because Rachel Harrington probably only heard some of this stuff just on records and never really experienced it live. Alrighty, so anyway, here we go. Rachel Harrington.
How you
Yeah, she pretty much got it right, didn't she? Rachel Harrington, Make Our House a Honky Tonk. Alrighty, Un Junction doing the playlists. Really relaxed, just doing the playlist. We got this whole routine down now. It's getting pretty easy. And by the time the show airs, Un Junction is going to be off back home. Back home to Korea. And so she won't even be here when this airs. But that's okay, because she was here when we needed her. She'll be back in 4 or 5 weeks. Ready? Email me at dsanddaniel, maherwsu.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047, and I'll get back to you. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming right back. You just hang on. Those of you in Spokane, you're going to have to wait 3 or 4 hours, but it'll be happening. They just kind of cut the show up a little bit differently. Those of you in Northwest Public Radio land, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Alrighty, hang on now.